you know, on any given day, there's at least, you know, 2 or 3 billion people on planet Earth that would love to trade their set of problems for ours.
Oh, yes.
On our worst day. And so in the midst of however dark and gloomy our day happens to be, the Bible teaches us, in all things, give thanks. Not necessarily for all things, because there's some things that happen in our lives that God was not the author of it. You know, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came so you may have life and have it more abundantly. But even when there are dark things and unfortunate things, tragic things that happen in our lives, in the middle of it, we're still taught from a scriptural standpoint to find a way to give thanks to God.
Exactly. Well, I just am so blessed by your book and by our conversation, George. You're definitely a tremendous exponent for the Word of God to bring us into proper alignment for such a time as this. Your book is a gift to the body of Christ, Passing the Tests of Life. Friends, I want to urge you to get a copy or get to $15 or more to Save America Ministries. We'll put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And can I urge you to become a partner? Yes, I'm saying it again. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. And make sure you pass the tests of life, one at a time. Don't try to do an end run, one at a time, and God will bless you.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Sharon from Heart and Body Extract and the views of Brian Harris. And we're going to be talking about Heart and Body Extract and why this product has been so beneficial for so many people and why really sort of the explosion, there's been an explosion of the use of this product over the last 9 years. So I think that certainly we've had Sharon is certainly with us for probably the better part of a year now, perhaps even longer. And we've had so many reports from people about the product that very, very, very beneficial. Hi, is this Brian Harris?
Brian Harris.
Oh, Sydney, we're waiting to get Sharon on the line. And before we do, why don't you just go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how it was that you happened to be using a Heart and Body Extract?
Well, I started using it because you got to be a product of the product. And, you know, I had working outside and doing concrete work and that, sucking up the concrete. And, you know, it's very toxic.
Just speak up just a little bit louder, please.
All right. You know, I was in a very toxic environment outside. I was breathing in car fumes and concrete dust. And so, you know, I started the product. And, you know, after a year, this naturopath, we had a meeting with him. He's trying to sell us this machine. Not sure what it is, but he did a test. The test came back, and my artery or the age of a 34-year-old, and I'm at that time was 62. So it keeps the elasticity in arteries. Besides, you know, detoxifying and cleaning them out, balancing cholesterol and blood pressure.
And you really felt ever so much better then since you've been on the product?
Oh, for sure. You know, more energy. Yeah, it's really good.
All right. So, well, how long have you been taking the product?
Oh, I just do a maintenance now once a day. I've been doing it for, you know, the first year I did it for 3 times a day for the whole year, and then went on maintenance, and it's been 11 years now.
All right, fine. Well, 11 years, that's a long, long time to be in the product, but certainly, you know, it certainly is a balanced formula of various herbs. Do you have any idea, certainly any thoughts at all about what the various products are that are in there? Because certainly we've analyzed them, and it's really a very, very interesting combination of various herbs.
Yes, and they're all organic.
You know? Right.
There's just a... We have a very good manufacturer, and he takes pride in his work, and he finds, you know, the best herb for our product, and he makes this exclusively for us.
Well, you know, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, of course, you can go up on the Heart and Body Extract website and get the list of the products, but certainly we remember some of them. I remember one of them, of course, is Hawthorn. Hawthorn's been used really for, for thousands of years for the heart. And there are many of their herbs and various products that have been used, in fact, long before I went into medicine. This was the standard of medical care. And basically, then the pharmaceutical industry came along, and they did everything they could to actually discourage the use of these products. Certainly, we had a number of hospitals that were actually use these standard products, and then of course the homeopathic doctors, many of them use these products, and then that all changed about the mid-1930s as the pharmaceutical companies took over control of the medical schools and then the practice of medicine. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, and that's Brian Harris.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan here, and why ordinarily on this time, why we would have Sharon Harris with us from Heart and Body Extract, but if Sharon is not feeling well this evening, so we have with us Brian, who's been taking the product for 11 years, and it seems to have really helped him so very much. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. If you've used the product, if you're acquainted with the product, or you have any questions for Brian, why give us a call? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But Heart and Body Extract really is certainly one of the most successful products that I've seen for a long period of time. I think it's a combination of either 9 or 10 herbal structures, and so many of these have many multiple uses, but working together, they really seem to have helped people. If you have a question, though, don't be bashful. Certainly, Brian will be with us the first half hour. The second half hour, we're going to be doing open lines and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But right now, if you have any questions or comments about this, maybe you've taken Heart and Body Extract in the past, like to know what sort of response you've had, or maybe you wonder maybe if you need some sort of a tonic to help you. And this is really what the tonics were. The tonics were simply combinations of these herbs that have been found certainly by trial and error over a period of thousands of years to be successful. Well, Brian, what's your overall impression of Heart and Body Extract, having taken it now for 11 years?
Well, I think it's the greatest thing on earth. And, you know, when I'm talking to some of our customers and they're giving me feedback, you know, it just makes me, feel so great. One special that comes to mind is Al Ferrante. He lives in New Jersey. And he used to get real bad angina pain, and they gave him nitro. And he figured, oh, just have to take it every once in a while. But he ended up taking it every day, and each time he took it, he got a migraine. And then he saw our ad, and he bought the product 3 days after taking it. No more angina pain. You know, this is like a real bad pain in the heart. And it's been going on for 5 years now, and he's still healthy. And he's actually got, they're going to make a movie about him, not because of Heart and Body, but because of the work he's done in his music. And so he'll be mentioning Heart and Body in the movie. He told me that. But that's one of the really amazing stories that, you know, I always like to tell people about.
Well, certainly. Now, do you actually sell the product? Do you use it in your business at all, or what?
I sell it, yeah, all the time.
Okay, now, well, Tim will tell us a little bit about it. Now, do you have a store? How is it that you happen to be selling it?
Actually, it's all mail order, or, you know, for people that I come in contact personally. You know, sort of talk about it, or, you know, they get around, like they say their uncle or father or somebody's have high blood pressure, or their, you know, their arteries are, you know, not so great. So I start talking about it. Yeah, but mainly we advertise, you know, like on your show and in the print, and it's all mail order, and we mail it all over the world.
Okay, then you actually work with Sharon.
Absolutely. It's full time now. I used to do it just part time, but now it's, you know, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, because what countries you sent it to, or what countries besides America? Because I know this goes out all over the world.
Right. The most popular are the United Kingdom and Australia. But then, you know, we also ship it to Japan, the Philippines, Malaysia. We even had one order from Russia. And then in South America. And then we do ship some to Canada.
Okay, fine. Well, certainly I think it's a very interesting product, and mainly it's because it's depending upon these herbal structures, which really have a physiological effect. And there are lots of these products. Of course, each one has a specific function. To recall exactly what the products are that are in Heart and Body Extract, ordinarily we ask, of course, Sharon to give us the list of the items, but if she's not here this evening, would you be able to help us with that at all?
Cayenne is one of the main ones.
All right, well, cayenne, of course, that's what's in pepper. That certainly what gives us this sort of a bite when you... But cayenne really has lots of physiological responses, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that opens up your arteries, increases the blood flow, you know, throughout the whole body. Now, this is very rare, but one customer told me he started growing hair again. You know, little red hairs were coming out of his hair because whatever was plugged in his body was in his hair and it unplugged it. But that's, you know, very rare. It's not going to, you know, make everybody grow hair. And the garlic in it is what grabs onto the back and sticks it out of the body. And then there's mistletoe. Some people think that's, you know, bad stuff for you, but in a small amount, it's good for you.
Okay, so there's mistletoe. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, why don't you give us a call? But this is Heart and Body Extract. Of course, they do help Radio Liberty, but we think it's a good product. In fact, my wife and my son and I take the product as well, and my wife insists on paying for it. She says she wouldn't want to take it just because it was given to us. So we actually pay to and utilize this, and you really do get quite a response when you actually take it. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, maybe you've had some experience with this, why give us a call, and we'd certainly... I'd love to hear from you. Well, Brian, certainly as you talk to people, I know, are you the gentleman who ordinarily answers the telephone then when I call in?
It is. We do have one other person, Tony, in Pennsylvania, that answers the phone during the day, and then we switch it back to us because he's Eastern Time or Pacific, so that works out good.
All right, fine. Well, if you're not out in the listening audience, if you have a question or comment, but basically it has garlic. And, you know, garlic is a standard... product, in fact, really is amazing. Whenever I start to come down with a cold, I take something called Alibiotic, and it contains the oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, and garlic. And garlic has always been something that was known to... It has hawthorn in it, and of course hawthorn is specific for the heart. It actually contains coleus, and coleus certainly is... a well-known product, contains motherwort, and there are actually, I think, 8 different products that are in combination here in the Heart and Body Extract. Well, could you tell us any of the stories you've heard from some of your customers about how this has benefited them? Because I know you talk to people all the time as they call in. Why don't you tell us some of the stories you've heard?
I can read you a testimonial I printed off. This person here is lived in Phoenix, named David. I won't get the last name. He says, I'm 66 years old. 4 years ago, I was going along fine in my life, and then one day I got a burning sensation at the top of my chest, and it's a sensation that went down my arm, and it went away. Next day, I had a similar thing. Third day, I got a very weird sensation. I felt afraid. Called my wife, called 911. Ambulance come, picked me up. Diagnosed with 90-95% fogging in my arteries. 2 stents put in, and a week in intensive care. Then 2 years ago, he heard about Heart and Body from his sister. He started taking 40 to 5 drops per day faithfully, and recently had a CAT scan test done by a machine called the 6400 slicer, and it shows the heart in 3D, very thorough process, 10-minute process. And they ran some iodine to an IV, which helps see the amount of plaque in the arteries, and close to zero. There you are. My number came out to be 56. Very low risk. Some people have numbers of 4,000. They're really bad off. And his arteries have zero plaque and minimal calcium buildup.
And that's what they were able to actually see on this 3D image?
Yeah. That's amazing. And he was also amazed at results, and he attributes it to the Heart and Body Extract.
Well, let's see. Now, heart and body, it consists of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. And certainly it's a combination of various products. Actually, they were actually put together by a master herbologist. It also contains butcher's broom, but he felt that all of these would have some effect on the heart. And certainly people just started taking it. And many, many people, in fact, most of the people I think have taken it, have had some beneficial results from it. How long does it take before people begin to feel better? Do you have any idea, Brian?
As it is a herbal formula, as I tell my customers, everybody's different. You know, some people are amazed at one person that took, you know, the difference in a day, whereas other people take a week or maybe longer. And, just because it is a herbal formula, you can't put any time frame on it.
Right. And basically, of course, you take it and you put it under your tongue and that cayenne pepper, really, because you're very, very aware of it. But after a while, it becomes almost habit-forming. You sort of look forward to that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is Brian Harris, who actually works with Sharon. And Sharon was supposed to be with us this evening, but she hasn't been feeling well, and so she asked if Brian could do the program. And have you done the program before, Brian?
I was on for a couple minutes with you once before.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Well, of course, there's a lot of people. Ordinarily, we have various people who've taken the product over a period of time, and all of them really have been very, very supportive. They think it's a great product. Well, if you have a question, you have a comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But certainly it's amazing how well people do with the old herbal formulas, which have been pushed aside in the name of taking these, what is in many instances, very dangerous pharmaceutical products that generate literally hundreds of billions of dollars in profits for the pharmaceutical company, and a lot of those products do far more harm than they do good. But we're going to be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty, and if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly our guest is Brian Harris, who works with Sharon, and Sharon's feeling not too hot tonight, so she's not with us. Brian, how can people call and get Heart and Body Extract? What's the contact information?
Yes, they can phone toll-free at 1-866-295-5305.
Now, please repeat that again, because people never get it the first time. So.
Right. I know one person took 2 weeks hearing the commercial on the radio before he got it.
Right.
It's 1-866-295-5305. Or if they're online, they can go to www.hbextract.com.
All right, fine. And once again, the telephone number, 866-295-5305. And, of course, the email is harris9304@shaw.ca. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, don't be bashful. Have you tried it, Heart and Body Extract? What did you think of it? 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, unlike many similar products, this one is not available in pill form or tablet form. Why is it not available in a pill or tablet form? Why does it have to be taken as a liquid?
Well, with a liquid, they will be absorbed 100% because you hold it under your tongue for about a minute or so, and liquids are absorbed through the blood vessels in the mouth and tongue. So that way you get it directly into the blood, and then what you do swallow is supposed to saliva. And with a capsule, about 3/4 of it will go right through you, down the toilet.
And I think that that's really very true, and people really don't understand that you can absorb things. In fact, a lot of people, a lot of doctors will take various products, they'll have them put into an ointment, and that will be rubbed on your skin because, of course, your skin actually absorbs medicinal products and it gets into your system that way. But the most efficient means of getting it into your system is sublingual. If you look in the mirror and look at your undersurface of your tongue, you'll see all sorts of big blood vessels there. It's a highly vascular area with a very, very thin mucosal membrane overlying those veins, and you get an almost immediate absorption of the heart and body extract by putting it under the tongue. And that is, of course, why it's not available in pill or in tablet form. And I think it's an excellent idea because, of course, you want to get this into your system. There's no sense putting it into your intestinal tract. Now you want it in your body where it can get directly to the various organs. Of course, these products are not only for your heart. They will affect other parts of you as well. And if you look up the list of these various products and the function of the hawthorn and the garlic and the coleus and certainly the bilberry, each one of these has a specific function. Have you ever looked into the various functions of these things, Brian?
Not myself, but...
All right, fine. Well, we'll just have to take the word of the master herbologist to put this together. And the fact that, how long has it been around now? How long have you been, has this been on the market? Do you have any idea?
This product's been on the market for 11 years, and the herbs have been around for thousands of years.
And that's the thing. These products, they really do work. And we recommend to people that they give serious consideration to at least trying it to see if it will help. Well, the telephone number once again is 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. The product is Heart and Body Extract. Brian, I'm going to let you go and going to have open lines the next hour. But I really appreciate so much your being with us this evening.
All right. It's very nice talking to you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we're going to have open lines this next hour, and we can talk about the coming war in the Middle East. We can talk about the financial collapse that threatens the very structure of our society. We can talk about how they have these vaccines that are destroying the bodies and the minds and the health of our children. We could talk about water fluoridation and basically how the fact that fluoride actually decreases fertility, and one of the big reasons for putting the fluoride in the drinking water is to lower fertility. It lowers intelligence 5 to 10 points in the IQ. And of course, if you've got an IQ of 160, that's not so bad. But if you're down around 90 and you go from 90 to 80, you're in real trouble. They know what they're doing. It produces osteoporosis. It suddenly upsets the thyroid function. It upsets the endocrine function. And it produces cancer. They know all of these things. It lowers increases the incidence of Down's disease in children. Well, we'll be back in a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. We're going to have open lines this next half hour, and then we got a great program at 9 o'clock. But in the meantime, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I do want to mention, of course, we are going to be having a great conference on the 21st of October. And we're actually bringing in some excellent speakers from across the country. And we're going to start at 8:15 in the morning and go till 6 o'clock in the evening. Kind of have lunch there, so you're going to have reservations. That is the annual Radio Liberty Conference, and I'm really rather encouraged the way that the orders are coming in. They always come in the last few weeks anyway, and it looks like we're going to have a sellout crowd once again. But I'm hoping that you'll enjoy our friend Ambassador Henry Cooper, and I've known Henry probably for at least 15 years. He's the only person I personally know who's ever been to a Bilderberg meeting. Now, why was he invited to a Bilderberg meeting? Why? Because he was an ambassador, and they like to have a lot of cover people there, you know, people who are prominent and well-known. And certainly Henry Cooper is very well-known in Washington, D.C. He was only invited to one Bilderberg meeting, and as he said, he didn't see anything there, just a lot of very famous people. And that's really what it is. I mean, the Bilderberg is not the primary driving force behind our society. The primary driving force is the Trilateral Commission. So you have to understand there's an organized effort to focus our attention on the Bilderbergs. And yes, they meet every year. And yes, they have meetings. And yes, they take positions. But the real power structure lies within the Trilateral Commission, which was formed in about 1973. Because in 1972, Gary Allen, who is a friend of mine, had written a book called None Dare Call It Conspiracy, in which he exposed the Council on Foreign Relations and the fact that they had dominated America going back to 1921 when they were first formed as an outgrowth of a secret society that had been created by Cecil Rhodes in 1891. And the purpose of the secret society was to bring about a world government. Of course, what Gary didn't understand, and what most people haven't understood, is that has been the goal and objective of almost all of the secret societies going back literally thousands of years. And basically, of course, all of the secret societies have a certain spiritual element to them. And the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891 had a spiritual component to it. After all, Cecil Rhodes has sworn the oaths to Masonry. He may not have understood the significance of those oaths, but he had, of course, pledged his allegiance to Lucifer, whether he understood it or not. And so had Lord Milner, who was a member. And then, of course, there was a man named William Stead. And William Stead was deeply involved with the Theosophists, with, of course, in spiritualism. And this was the inner cadre. There was one other man named Brett, and there were four people who created this secret society, but they very soon then began to recruit other people, and it was sort of like an onion. There would be layer after layer after layer, and really the hierarchy of the British government joined this secret society. Why? Because they wanted to create a world government under British control. And that was the original plan. England was going to, of course, to bring this a whole world under their domination. It was a great and wonderful dream. They were going to bring British culture and the advantages of Sydney of living under British rule and bring education and Sydney a whole different society to the undeveloped parts of the world. But of course, England and the hierarchy of England would benefit from it. But after creating the Boer War in an effort to begin to consolidate their power, and then, of course, after the horror of World War I, where England lost literally a million men, several million men. England's not that large. They couldn't afford to lose that many men, actually. England lost, well, there were about 8 million soldiers that died, and another 3 or 4 million civilians that died. About 11 million people died in World War I. Of course, by the time that we got to World War II, while we're talking about 40 million, there were 11 million soldiers that died, 20 million people died in all in World War I. And then, of course, with World War II, it was 40 million people, and then 40 to 60 million, and then innumerable casualties. But these wars destroyed England, and that's why they had to step aside. And let's, of course, the Americans lead this movement towards world government. And there were people here in America who were deeply involved in spiritualism, who were quite willing to take over the leadership. Now, this is open lines, ladies and gentlemen. We have nothing prepared. So if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the Council on Foreign Relations was organized in New York in 1921, and its goal was to bring about this world government. And of course, how would you bring about a world government? Well, the first effort, the effort to have a great war to bring about a world government, the World War I, it failed. And so now they had to have a second world war. And so it was that American corporations went to Germany and began to build the weapons for Germany. American banks went there to begin to provide the financing for Adolf Hitler's movement. And basically, Adolf Hitler came to power in 1933. Germany was bankrupt. Their military was weak. And yet 3 years later, why, of course, Germany was able to invade the Rhineland to actually violate the Treaty of Versailles. And all the German generals, of course, told Hitler, don't do it. Don't do it. We don't have the strength. If the English or the French object to our invasion of Rhineland, we'll have to back down. Because they did not understand what Hitler understood. And that is that there was a secret society in England that was backing him. It was called the Round Table, and it was the front group for Cecil Rhodes' secret society. This whole story, of course, is told in Gary Allen's book, Nundare Call It Conspiracy, and in much greater detail. In Professor Carol Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And if you don't have a copy of the book, you need to get it, and you need to read it through several times, because probably more than anyone else, Professor Quigley, who was in total sympathy with this movement of having an elite run the world, Professor Quigley lays out the background of how certainly the English actively backed Adolf Hitler. Now, he doesn't get in too much into how America backed Adolf Hitler. That's covered in John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret. And Loftus, of course, had worked for the Justice Department from about 1978 to 1982. He had security clearance three levels above top secret, so he got into all the archives that nobody else had ever seen. And, of course, he initially wrote a book on the secret war against the Jews, but because of all the restrictions that agreements he had signed, promising not to reveal what he had learned for a number of years. Why? Because he couldn't tell the whole story in his book, The Secret War Against the Jews. Incidentally, we do carry that, but it wasn't until, of course, just a couple of years ago when people in the Justice Department who wanted to get the information out but were afraid for their jobs called John and told him that the statute of limitations had run out and he was now free to write the book. And he wrote the book, America's Nazi Secret. He tried to get the mainline publishers to publish it. None of them, since they're all part and parcel of the Brotherhood of Darkness, none of them would even give him certainly an opportunity to get his book out. So somehow or other, John stumbled on a gentleman we know, Trine Day, I think is the title of the publishing house. And they published it, and we get it from them. And the book has done fairly well. They've done a good job of getting it out because it is probably the single most important book other than Cuddy's book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. But certainly those two books, The Power Elite and The Secret Nazi Plan, and America's Nazi Secret, and, of course, we should include Professor Sutton's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. These really tell you how Adolf Hitler and the Nazi movement and all the horrors that go with it were financed in large part by American banks, American corporations, and, of course, by English banks and English corporations. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295, and it's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I think it's so vitally important that you understand that nothing is it appears to be. Because, of course, they launched World War II, a horrible and bloody war, and the estimate is 60 million people were killed in that, and probably another 100 million were wounded. I mean, terrible devastation as a result of World War II. But that did not bring about the desired world government. And that is why we have to have World War III. Now, basically, of course, as I've studied what's going on for 50 years, I get a very definite feeling that there is a definite timeline. Everything is following that timeline. Nothing going on over in the Middle East today really makes any sense. Certainly, Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, it does not represent Israel's interests. He actually was put into power by the Council on Foreign Relations. He was even a member of the CFR for a time. He's totally subservient. He gets his orders from Washington, D.C., but everything is play-acting. And, of course, the whole idea is Netanyahu talks about the red line we have to lay out for Iran and how Israel may have to attack, and they want America to back them up. And, of course, America's playing, oh, we really don't want to do that. It's all play acting. There is going to be a war between Israel and Iran. Of course, a lot of people think it'll be a very simple little war, but my fear is it's going to be a major confrontation. Now, I don't know how we're going to get into a war with of course, the Muslim Brotherhood, but, of course, we are. Remember, there are two branches of the Arab religion today. One of the Shias and the other is the Sunnis. The Shias are made up, of course, of Iran, of Iraq, of Syria, and of Lebanon. That's the Shia Crescent, as they refer to it. And then, of course, all the other countries over there are Sunni Arab, and they're all being united behind the Muslim Brotherhood, which was created back in 1928 by British intelligence, and, of course, has been financed since the end of the Second World War, by the CIA. And once again, just as with the Germans, we're creating the best enemy money could buy. Once you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, of course, if you haven't yet read that book by Tom Horn, and we have it, it's called Petrus Romanus. It is well worthwhile reading because it talks about the year 2012. Now, we've certainly only got three months left in this year. Is something serious going to happen? I frankly don't know. But I do know that Tom has done a great job of researching the ancient Mayan prophecies and the Aztec prophecies and the ancient Catholic prophecies going back to the year 1100 and updated in 1500, and the ancient Himalayan, Hindu prophecies, and the ancient Jewish prophecies, and even some Protestant prophecies in the 1500s and 1600s. And all of them seem to point towards a cataclysmic event that is going to take place, and it's going to take place in the year 2012. Is it going to happen? We will not know, but right now we have Sarah on the line, and we're going to get to Sarah and anybody else out there would like to call in. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and Sarah's from Tri-Cities, and as soon as our producer passes her over, we'll get to her, and we'll try to get to your calls as well. If you call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, now, maybe nothing is going to happen this year. But make your preparations if it is, because believe me, you're far better off to prepare a few months or a few years too early than to wait, of course, until after it's happened. Because 1 minute after it's happened, why, there's no going back. Let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, I have a question for you, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot or anything, but I was wondering if you could give some information about Glenn Beck. Is he a trustworthy source or not? I really question that. He's coming on now, I think, with a new program called The Blaze, and I know a lot of people are really gung-ho about it, but I'm just not sure that I trust him, and I would like your opinion
on that. I think, first of all, you have to understand that Glenn Beck is coming from a Mormon point of view. I do believe right. that he put out some very good information, Sidney, and I think that's why he got fired from Fox. And basically, of course, when he began quoting from David Rockefeller, and he quoted the quotations from David Rockefeller about the fact where David Rockefeller actually admits in his book, called Memoirs on page 405, that he's part of a secret cabal that is conspiring behind the scenes to bring about a world government. Shortly after that, they got rid of Glenn Beck. I think he means well. I think a lot of his information is excellent. Certainly his views are colored by the fact that he's coming from a Mormon point of view. But remember, most Mormons are good, patriotic Americans. It is just that theologically, they got some real problems. All in all, I would give Glenn Beck about a 90%, which is better than I'd give most of the other people out there. Does that answer your question?
It does, and I appreciate that because I wasn't sure myself, and I didn't want to, you know, listen to him if you didn't think he was okay.
I think that probably most of everything he says is all right, but not all of it, because remember, his views are going to be influenced by his Mormon background. And when you get into the background of the Mormon faith, you realize that they call themselves the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but of course the Christ that they worship is not the God that we worship. This is the brother of Lucifer. And how this ever came about, but of course you have to understand that the man who actually created the Mormon faith, the man who actually created the Mormon faith was a Mason. And certainly Mormonism has all sorts of secret rituals, and of course, they basically are the Masonic rituals. And the reason that the founder of Masonry was probably killed was because he had revealed the Mormon secrets. Joseph Smith suddenly was murdered. He was frankly murdered. And many people think that the Masons killed him. Because, of course, if you ever reveal the secret Masonic ceremonies, you have left yourself open to be killed. And the ceremonies carried out in the Mormon temple are simply Masonic ceremonies. Hang on there, Sarah. I'll be back in a moment.
Thank you so much.
God bless and bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy.
A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly as a continuation of what we were talking to Sarah about Mormonism. I never met a Mormon I didn't like. They're wonderful people, but I think that they have a totally fallacious religion. Is based upon the religion of Joseph Smith, who was a Mason, and basically one reason he may very well have been killed was because he revealed the Masonic secrets, and that is the basis of the temple ceremonies in the Mormon religion. But there is a prophecy of the Mormons, and that is that there is going to come a time when America will be under attack, and the Constitution will hang by a thread, and a Mormon will come forward and save America from destruction. That's the Mormon prophecy, and of course it's the Mormon prophecy for this time. And the fact that nobody tells of that or nobody talks about it, but certainly the Constitution will hang by a thread was their term. And basically, of course, the Mormon belief is that you can become a god. Well, I don't believe that at all. I believe that is a totally fallacious concept. But we're in exciting times. There are powerful spiritual forces at work. And unless you understand those spiritual forces, nothing makes sense. And certainly the fact that there could be this coming war in the Middle East between Israel and Iran, it is totally illogical. But I think it's going to come about. How it's going to turn out, well, I hope it's a very minor affair, but I fear it will not be. Because when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Well, this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out there that we are putting on this all-day conference on the 21st of October. And if you haven't already made your reservations, we hope you will. Program will start at 8:15 in the morning, go until 6 in the evening. We're bringing in outside speakers. It's going to be a great conference, and we are certainly going to be serving lunch. You have to have reservations. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. That's October 21st. We're talking just about a little over 3 weeks from now. but we're getting lots of reservations, and I think we're going to have an excellent turnout. And then, of course, we hope you'll want to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to get an idea of the spiritual forces at work behind the scenes. And now, of course, we've updated some of the information in that book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and this is in a new DVD we have called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and we simply list all of these mystical organizations tying into the mystery religions of antiquity, some of them very modern, among them Mormonism. But they all, of course, have this one ultimate goal. There's going to be a one-world government under a one-world ruler. And basically, if you our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We hope you'll go there. You'll watch our DVDs. They're free. You can listen to our radio programs, and of course, through the miracle of internet, you can listen to them 24 hours a day. You can listen to them live. You can listen to the rebroadcast. You go to our website. You can hear Joyce Riley and Chuck Crismeyer. They're share this site on a satellite with us. But fortunately, we do have the programs there available 24 hours a day. And then, of course, you can read our newsletters, and they go back, well, to the mid-1995, somewhere there, and you'll find fascinating information. You're welcome to copy anything off of our website and get it out. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to maintain the network of stations that we have all across America. And fortunately, we have stations. We do a weekend program. We actually have certainly an early morning program, an afternoon program, an evening program. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, of course, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who's one of the most interesting people I know. I've known William for a number of years. For many years, he was a senior editor of the New American Magazine. And then, of course, he writes extensively, has blogs. He's written a number of books. He has certainly an excellent analysis and grasp of the forces that are at work within the world today. He understands not only what's happening geopolitically, but he understands what's happening spiritually, because until you understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, so much of what's taking place really doesn't make sense. How do you possibly understand the fact that Israel would want to attack Iran? If Iran had one or two nuclear weapons, they wouldn't be a threat to Israel in any way or shape or form. The leaders of Iran may not be very smart, but they're certainly smart enough not, of course, to go ahead and try to drop one or two nuclear weapons on Iran because they know, pardon me, on Israel, because they know Israel will retaliate and simply wipe Iran off the face of the earth. Israel probably has at least 150, if not more, nuclear weapons. The Iranian leaders may be certainly fanatical, but they're not insane. So basically, there is no threat to Israel from Iran having the bomb. Our leaders know that. The Israeli leaders know that. But they want to have a war today. Well, I'm going to ask my producer to transfer William so we can get started with the program this evening. But if you look and see what's transpiring, certainly in the Middle East, it's only a matter of time before there is going to be a war over there, and how it's going to start, whether there's going to be a false flag attack like Sydney. Well, we staged the Gulf of Tonkin incident. That was so we could justify going into a war. Well, certainly the attack on the Maine back in 1898, it was all contrived. They wanted to get us into a war. They kept telling the American people the Spanish had exploded a mine and blown up the Maine and killed all the American sailors, and they knew it wasn't true. The explosion came from within the Maine, not from without. But they create these false flag incidents so that they can justify a war. They want a war, ladies and gentlemen, and the tragedy is that I fear they're going to get one. But remember, when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. I'm going to ask my producer if she would be kind enough to pass William Grieg through so that we could get started with William. I'd like to know what William has in mind. He always has an interesting analysis of the events that are taking place, and as you know, I've asked William, and for the last year, to write my newsletter, and he's been doing that. We've had a great time, and let's see if we can get him on the line, and we can't, so we hope that our producer will pass William over here for us, and or maybe at least let us know why we're not talking to William. I hope he's going to be available this evening. If not, why we're going to have to do open lines. Well, Sydney, we're going to be back here in just a moment with, hopefully, with William Grieg, who is the, as they say, the former editor of the New American Magazine for a number of years. He was the managing director or editor of Republic Magazine. And now he certainly writes a blog, and you can get it, Sydney, on the Internet, and you could just go to your search engine and type in William Grieg, and here he is. Hi, William. How are you doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing well, and it's always a pleasure and a blessing to be with you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we always enjoy having you with us, and we're going to be getting started here in the program in just an evening, just a moment. We'll be right back here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan and Senator Whittem is talking about the fact that we are going to have a war over there in the Persian Gulf area. It doesn't make any sense, but then so little is going on in the world today does make any sense. But Whittem is commenting on the fact that the State Department, in its wisdom, has just delisted a long-time, well-known terrorist organization. Now they've said, well, you've been a terrorist organization all this time, but you're no longer a terrorist organization. This is a LAMO communist organization where the people, many of them were trained certainly by Castro and by other communist organizations, and of course they're Muslim in their background, but their politics is not basically communist. They've been actually carrying out attacks, wars, terrorism attacks in Iran for some time. And now suddenly America has said, you're no longer a terrorist organization. What the average American really doesn't understand is we're backing terrorist organizations throughout the world.
Yeah.
And until you understand that the terrorist organizations, a certain name that exists today in Afghanistan, are financed by the CIA, and the terrorist organizations that exist in Pakistan are financed by the CIA, and certainly the terrorist organizations, if there are any here in America, are certainly being fomented by the Central Intelligence Agency. This whole war on terrorism is artificially created. If there was really a war on terrorism, if there's really a terrorist threat, why, there would be terrorists coming across our southern borders with knapsacks filled with explosives and setting them off, certainly in densely populated areas and malls and football games, basketball games. We've never had that happen one time. Which should tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that everything you're being told by the media about this terrible terrorist threat is contrived. Certainly we've arrested a number of people here in America who are plotting, but almost without exception, probably there have been 50 different arrests, and I'd say that probably 47 or 48 of them have all been because of agent provocateurs, Muslims who are paid fabulous sums of money to talk other, perhaps not very bright or Muslims into agreeing to participate in a terrorist activity. And once they agreed to it, then they could arrest them. But these were all actually created incidents. These were not people who were planning on carrying out terrorist attacks on their own. And almost in every instance, why was our own government that provided the explosives and funded this whole terrorist threat? But it's all a matter of perception to give the American people the idea that there's a tremendous amount of terrorist danger in America, and almost in every instance, it's a government provocateur that brought this whole thing about. And with that as a background, William, you pick up the story of the MEK, this communist Muslim organization. We've just delisted, and it's no longer a terrorist organization. Oh, I feel so relieved to know that. Go ahead.
As if changing what we call it changes the essence of what it is. As I was saying before the break, the MEK was created in the mid-1960s, 1965 to be specific, and they attended the Tricontinental Congress in Cuba in, I believe it was 1967, and there were all kinds of nominally ethnic or religious variants on Leninist terrorism that were being peddled as a result of the Tricontinental Congress. These people were sent hither and yon to various places in the world to foment trouble, and they were trained and equipped by the Soviets, but as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, a lot of these people ended up being picked up as contract players by the CIA. During the 1970s, the MEK was working with the Soviets. They were working hand-in-hand with the PLO. There were 13 members of the group that received training in PLO camps in Jordan and Lebanon, I believe, in 1970. And they shared their newly acquired skills with their comrades in the group and then ended up joining the insurrection against Shah Reza Pahlavi in the 1970s. And during that time, roughly, I think, 1973 to 1978, they carried out a number of attacks that involved lethal terrorism directed at Americans and American targets. There were American oil workers who were murdered by this group. There was at least one military attaché who was murdered. This is a group that, because of those killings of Americans as part of an effort to change the political structure in Iran, was listed as a terrorist group. They were part of this coalition that brought Khomeini to power. And that coalition, of course, included many of the radical clerics who 25 years earlier had been paid by the CIA and by British intelligence to bring down the elected government of Iran and replace him with the Shah. And then 25 years later, the chain was pulled on the Shah, and those people installed Ayatollah Khomeini. And Khomeini, interestingly enough, was many horrible things, but one thing he wasn't was the same kind of central planning despot that the Shah was in terms of the economy. He was not an ideological leftist. He was a religious revolutionary. And when his coalition was finally installed in power, some of the left-leaning outliers of that coalition, such as the MEK and I think the Tude, the Iranian Communist Party, were expelled from the coalition and then in some cases imprisoned and punished. And the MEK, having fallen out of favor in about 1981 or so, fled from Iran to Iraq, where they set up shop under the protection of Saddam Hussein, who was an agent of American influence, who in, I believe, 1980 or early 1981, at Washington's behest, launched a war against Iran. And in that war, you had the MEK involved in cross-border strikes out of their safe zones, their refuges in Iraq. They were conducting terrorist attacks in Iran in the early 1980s. And they were in a place, I believe, called Camp Ashraf in Iraq for, I believe, almost 25 or 26 years until it became a matter of some controversy in the early part of the war, the most recent war in Iraq. When the United States invaded Iraq in 2003, the troops were sent to roll up practically every terrorist cell, every terrorist cadre they could find, but they went out of the way to avoid rolling up the MBK. It's not because the military was delinquent. It was because they had been given orders to give a wide berth to these protected terrorists from the Mujahideen al-Qaq. And over the last couple of years, the government in Iraq has been trying to get rid of this infestation. They don't really want to have that group in Iraq right now, in spite of the fact that they had been given the patronage of Washington, just as the government in Iraq today receives such support. But lately there had been some arrangements made to evacuate them out of their camp, and this was the condition that had to be met in order for the MEK to be delisted as a terrorist group. Now, since probably no later than 2005 or 2006, the MEK has been active in Iran, doing all kinds of sabotage and espionage. Every time there's a breathless revelation of something that is going on in the Iranian nuclear weapons program, chances are pretty good that disinformation being provided by the MBK. And the MBK has a vested interest in trying to paint what's going on inside Iran in the worst and most scandalous colors. I should point out that I had a passing encounter with representatives of the MEK when I was in Washington, D.C. back in the late 1980s, working at the New Republic magazine as an editorial assistant to Fred Barnes, who was senior editor, one of two senior editors on the staff at the time. I was somebody who would liaise with a lot of the people that were trying to provide tips and news information to various people in the editorial staff of New Republic. And I spoke with a couple of representatives of the People's Mujahideen, who headed the very large and very well-produced and slickly packaged propaganda depicting some of the admittedly horrible things that were going on as a result of the Iran-Iraq war and some of the things that the admittedly detestable government of Ayatollah Khomeini was doing at the time. And this was just part of the positioning that has been going on. The MBK, even at that time, was receiving a lot of funding from the American intelligence community and from non-governmental organizations. I believe probably the National Endowment for Democracy and some of these other three-letter organizations were paying a healthy amount to provide them with an office in Washington and to provide them with the means to crank out their propaganda and making sure that they were wedded with people of influence in the media. That was in 1988. But they've been active and supported by the establishment in Washington for a long, long time, but they had always been listed as a terrorist group because this is a Marxist cult that murdered American citizens in the 1970s. And yet, over the last year and a half, 2 years or longer, there's been this coalition of high-profile people, such as former Commissar of Homeland Security Tom Ridge. You have people like Newt Gingrich, who has styled himself something of an expert on security policy and terrorism. He went to Paris in July and shook hands and embraced the head of the MBK, the principal leader, a woman by the name of Maryam Rajavi. And she is one of the most hideous and obvious cult leaders in the world right now. The way that they operate in the MBK is a combination of your classic revolutionary communist cell, where you're supposed to abnegate yourself, you're supposed to divest yourself of all these encumbrances, all these bourgeois entanglements with friends and family. You're supposed to make yourself completely at the mercy of the people who are running the organization. And so you've got that element. Also, there's an element of Maoist self-criticism where you're expected to submit yourself to correction by the people in authority over you. And this is all carried out in the context of the nominal religious nature of this group from a type of, I guess you'd call it, pseudo-mystical Islam. They don't really have a commitment to the religion in anything other than its forms and its modalities. But it really is a bizarre outfit. And here's Newt Gingrich, who supposedly champions national security and the civilizational struggle against radicalism and terrorism, embracing this cult leader, this head of this terrorist cult last July. That's typical of the duplicity of the establishment perspective of the organization.
But you're really not surprised. And Newt Gingrich has always pretended to be, you know, an honest individual. He's even supposedly had a Christian conversion recently. He's as phony as a $3 bill.
Yeah.
He's a long-time New Ager. He's deeply involved personally in the occult and, of course, long-time member of the CFR. But he plays his part very well. And nobody ever points out that Newt Gingrich, with all of his smiles, is certainly a very dangerous individual.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
And as William is talking about it, I was up on the internet and actually I saw it. There's a very key individual who gave a talk to a closed group there this last week or so, where he talked about how you precipitate a war and how you have an artificial incident like the sinking of the Maine that got us into the Spanish-American War, the sinking of the Lusitania, which at least played some part in getting us into World War I, certainly the Gulf of Tonkin incident, the attack on Fort Sumter during the Civil War, which of course was provoked by Lincoln because he wanted to get us into a war. And of course, the whole idea is we're going to have to do some sort of a false flag operation, possibly to get us into the war with Iran. But there are people out there who see nothing wrong with war. They just wanted an excuse to get one going. And the average individual doesn't understand that war is hell. General Sherman had said that after the Second World War, war is brutality, war is horror, war is hell. There is no way you can refine it, and yet that's exactly where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. And when you start a war, you never know how that war is going to end. Go right ahead, William.
As I've said before, I believe it was Kaiser Wilhelm, of all the unlikely people, who referred to getting involved in a war as rolling the iron dice. In other words, what you're doing is you're taking a risk, even if you plan things down to the essentials, if you plan things down to the details, there's still this unknown factor that has to do with human fallibility and the fact that we're not omniscient, we're not omnipotent. The people who fight it themselves as being closer to that status than the rest of us are, of course, just fallible as we are. And war is the most diabolical of all human undertakings, quite frankly. It really is a satanic symphony in which all of the devil's themes are played to their fullest and most malevolent degree. And there is this element of chance and happenstance and fortune that you cannot control.
But you know, the thing that really bothers me right now, William, is that everybody's much more concerned with the football season, the NFL
yeah.
season, than the fact that we're on the brink of getting involved in a war in the Middle East. I mean, why isn't there certainly demonstrations, people out demonstrating and marching and calling call-in programs and saying, we don't want to go to
yeah.
war. I've never had to this date one person call my radio programs 5 hours a day and say, we mustn't go to war over there in the Middle East, in the Persian Gulf area. Nobody's ever bothered to do that, and I wonder why. Go right ahead.
Exactly. The specific phrase that was used by this Patrick Clausen fellow was, quote, if in fact the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if someone else started the war. Who would that someone else be? It could be something as obvious as an Israeli strike. I don't think the Israelis would be quite that foolish. The former head of the Mossad, because two former heads of the Mossad have gone public and very emphatically stating that it would be a disaster for Israel to start a war with Iran, and that the depiction of the Iranian leadership as being deranged, zealous, messianic, apocalyptic, religious zealots just doesn't comport with the facts, that these are people who follow rational calculations of national self-interest, just like pretty much every other national government. That means that there is a basis for negotiation, there is a basis for a modus vivendi, but that's not the line that's being fed by the Netanyahu administration, or for that matter, by the Obama administration, which, for all the superficial posturing of being at odds, are not at odds at all. They're both committed to the proposition that there is the so-called red line, and that all options are on the table in dealing with the threat from Iran, and that would include a preemptive strike. So if somebody like Patrick Clausen is obviously dialed into what's happening in the discussion here in the corridors of power, says it would be best if someone else started the war, what I'm thinking is that the someone else might be the MEK. You've got this quite disagreeable, unsavory group of people who constitute a cat's paw, if you will, that could be used by the Anglo-American power condominium in order to bring about this precipitating incident. They would be deniable, but once the iron dice have been rolled, then all previous bets are off, and we're told that now that we're in it, we have no choice but to win it. Whatever our misgivings might have been regarding how we got involved in it, I suspect that that's what we're going to see. And that's why the MEK has been delisted over this last week, and why there's been so much effort to build up and make useful this utterly loathsome organization.
That's a very interesting concept, William. I hadn't heard that. I hadn't even thought of it. But certainly, there has to be a reason. And ladies and gentlemen, whenever you see something take place that doesn't make sense, ask yourself, well, what's the real reason? Because, ladies, we're seeing the unfolding of events. They're happening at a tremendous speed now, and I do believe we're moving towards a climax at this part of the history of civilization. A climax is going to have disastrous effects on the survival of America.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics.
Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And certainly William is just simply talking about that if, or I should say when we get into this war, there's surely going to be a centralized control over the economy like we had in World War I, with ever expansion of government control over the lives of the people, because after all, we're at war, we're going to have to win the, whether you like the war or not isn't important, we're going to have to win the war, so we're all going to have to make sacrifices, and there will be no criticism of the government allowed. We have to rally the people behind the government to protect us in this war that the government has intentionally created for this time in history. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so here's how I see it happening. Just by way of playing what-if scenarios here, I don't want this to be taken as an attempt at prophecy. I'm not a prophet, nor am I a prophet's son, as I believe it was Amos in the Old Testament put it. What I'm saying is that just on the face of things, here's something that I consider to be a fairly credible scenario. They did list the MEK. The MEK has been involved. That is to say, once again, the Iranian so-called People's Mujahideen, this Islamo-Marxist group that has been listed as a terrorist group and has been used by Washington for all kinds of off-the-books black operations. They've been involved in sabotage. They've been involved in espionage. They've carried out wet work, which is to say assassinations, in Iran. You have Patrick Claussen with this group that's attached to the war party in Washington. Say, if negotiations break down with Iran, it's best if someone else start the war. That someone else is probably not going to be the Israelis. They're too smart for that. If someone else is probably not going to be the Obama administration because that would not play well. And obviously one of the things that you do not want to do if you've got the potential for conflicts with Russia and China, both of which are allied with Iran, you don't want to do something that is so vulgar and obvious as simply to start a preemptive war against this client state. That leaves us with the MEK. The MEK is disposable. It is an asset that they could sacrifice, they could use up and then throw away. I don't doubt for a second they'd be willing to do this. That's sort of the use to which Saddam Hussein put them when Saddam Hussein was a subcontractor from Washington. So if someone else would start the war, what would that mean? Well, it could mean some kind of a large terrorist incident within Iran. There have been instances of that sort that have happened. The Iranians are obviously becoming very impatient over the fact that this group is wreaking havoc in their country. You have a situation where a whole flotilla has materialized, I think 25-nation flotilla, which means that you have the United States, maybe a handful of British ships, and then maybe some support vessels that have people from other NATO nations that has gone into the Gulf. You have these people in proximity with each other. If you have an MEK incident within Iran proper, you might have a retaliatory strike against some asset belonging to the United States or an ally. And that would be the instant the Patrick Clause is talking about. So you'd have Iran probably try to shut down the Straits of Hormuz and most likely initiate some kind of retaliatory action against Israel that would give Israel the pretext to retaliate overwhelmingly. You'd have a huge war then ensue in a country that is very large and very mountainous, which is by no means a pushover. I mean, that's one thing that Iran demonstrated during the war with Iraq. They lost the better part of 1 million people in this war that lasted for the better part of a decade. And this was at a time when Iran was a pariah nation with a recovering economy, and they were still not a pushover. One reason this is the case, because they had been armed very well during the reign of Reza Pahlavi, who, by the way, let it not be forgotten, was pursuing not only nuclear energy, but a nuclear weapons program in the early 1970s with the explicit blessings of Washington and the back-channel blessings of Tel Aviv. The Shah was trying to make Iran a nuclear power in the sense of having a nuclear arsenal. That's a matter of record. It's simply inescapable, and it's not part of this discussion right now. It's also worth pointing out, just very quickly, by way of a brief digression, Benjamin Netanyahu at the UN within the last couple of days had this Wile E. Coyote-quality caricature of a bomb upon which he affixed a cartoonish red line to demonstrate the point at which Iran would supposedly become a menace to the world. Mr. Netanyahu has been pitching this line for literally 20 years. You can go back and pull the clips from the early 1990s in which Netanyahu, at that time a parliamentarian in Israel, rather than the prime minister, was peddling the notion that Iran was only a couple of months away from having nuclear weapons capability. That was in 1992, and he's played that key on the piano now consistently for over 20 years. His most recent projection is that sometime in the spring, no later than next summer, Iran would reach the point of no return, which means you have to preempt them before then. I heard Michael Oren, the ambassador, the Israeli ambassador to Washington, making that same point this morning on MSNBC. But if you have the scenario where the MEK creates a provocation, there's some kind of retaliation by Iran that leads to larger retaliation by Israel, you'll have a huge war with a country that is by no means a match for Israel, let alone for the United States and Israel, but within its own territory would be quite formidable, just as, of course, Afghanistan is formidable. The topography, is quite similar. That part of the Near East is very mountainous. That makes it very difficult if you're dealing with an entrenched enemy that's motivated to hold territory. Makes it very difficult to conquer that territory. So now you've got the prospect of an open-ended war in the middle, of course, of what is becoming a very acute depression in this country. This is exactly the environment in which people of the sort who find their way to Washington thrive. This is utterly glorious to them. It's the sort of thing that leads them to become rhapsodic with pleasure that they're alive, because this gives them not only people in elected office or appointed office, but it gives people in the state-aligned media a sense of transcendent importance. This is what the sort of thing they live for. I'm irresistibly reminded of a horrible encounter, a horrible discussion that took place about 2 years ago, not quite 2 years ago, on Meet the Press. You might remember a fellow by the name of David Broder. I can't remember if he's still around. I think he might have passed away since then. But he is or was the face of middle-of-the-road Washington respectability. And so during this discussion, what Barack Obama could do to revive the economy just 2 years ago, when the economy wasn't as thick as it is now, what Broder said was the following. Look back at FDR and the Great Depression. What finally resolved that economic crisis? World War II. With strong Republican support in Congress for challenging Iran's ambition to become a nuclear power, Obama can spend much of 2011 to 2012 orchestrating a showdown with the mullahs. This will help him politically because the opposition party will be urging him on. And as tensions rise and as we accelerate preparations for war, the economy will improve. Then he said, of course, by way of a disclaimer, I am not suggesting, of course, that the president incite a war to get reelected, which is exactly what he had done. But the nation will rally around Obama because Iran is the greatest threat to the world in the young century. If he can confront this threat and contain Iran's nuclear ambitions, he will have made the world safer and may be regarded as one of the most successful presidents in history. Now, of course, Iran does not threaten the world. The prospect of war with Iran does threaten the world, especially given the precarious state of the world economy and what this would have by way of impact on the energy economy. That's the real threat here. Also, of course, there is the fact that war is a destabilizing influence, even when wars are carried out for defensible reasons in a reasonably moral and restrained way, following the canons of just war doctrine. It's still a curse. That's something that I wish Christians would understand, that warfare is not something in which we should revel. Warfare, even when it is fought for morally defensible reasons, is a curse. It is a punishment. It is a judgment. It's not something that we should aspire to. But there are too many people who seem to think that there's something ennobling and virtuous about bellicosity. And that's not the case. You take a look at James Madison's famous warning that no nation can retain its freedom in the midst of perpetual warfare or the perpetual threat of war. It's pretty much the same thing in terms of how that works domestically. But one of the things that I suspect we're going to see is that this theme, this attempt to create this unifying motto of economic patriotism, is something that is going to achieve a certain saliency. If we end up with this long-anticipated war with Iran, it's not going to be limited to a conflict with Iran. If you take a look at this arc of crisis now in northern Africa, the Middle East, and the Near East, we already see something very closely akin to the circumstances that prevailed in the Balkans and some parts of Europe in the build-up to World War One. So a century later, it looks as if the geography has shifted somewhat to the south and to the east, but you have a similar dynamic. What happened in Libya, just to take one really good example of how the people in charge of our country cultivate conflicts like this, you have a group of people who are attached to whatever you want to call this entity that is referred to as Al-Qaeda, which, for lack of a better way of describing it, is just a project of the Saudi monarchy, whatever you might want to refer to. However you want to conceptualize Al-Qaeda, is basically an instrument, a project of the Saudi government. But these people had gone to Iraq, where they received battlefield training, fighting against the United States, whatever allies were dragooned into this misadventure. They went back to Libya and received support, aid, and training from the United States, British intelligence, and air support from NATO in order to overthrow and murder Gaddafi and to install a hardline Sharia-compliant regime in Libya, akin to the ones that have been installed at bayonet point by U.S. troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. Then you have this attack on the embassy that was a terrorist attack that had nothing to do with that silly little YouTube video. One of the most transcendently stupid things that the public has been led to believe, or has been told to believe, in the last 10 years or so, there's a lot of competition for that distinction, is that this YouTube video precipitated the attack in Libya. The attack in Libya was put together by people the United States had armed and trained. And that's something that the ambassador had been warning about in the days leading up to that attack. Then he had this spectacle of his lifeless, or his apparently lifeless body, being taken out of the embassy. Well, as it turns out, the crowd that had gathered outside the embassy were not the terrorists who had attacked the embassy. These were people that were trying to rescue the ambassador. He was in the safe house after this RPG attack. He was dying from asphyxiation and smoke inhalation. And what happened is that a group of good Samaritans tried to drag him out and take him to the hospital. If you listen to the translation of the remarks, they're saying, he's alive, God be praised, he's alive, make a hole so we can get him to the hospital. And he ended up dying. But this was not the attack. This is what the public was being told was a terrorist attack. This is actually a group of people responding to the terrorist attack, trying to save the ambassador. But the caption, of course, was written by the media that wants to generate war fever in the American public. They're saying that this is just like the horrible spectacle of an American serviceman's dead body being dragged through the streets of Mogadishu in 1993, and it wasn't anything of the sort. This was an attempt by a group of people to rescue the ambassador after he had, as it happens, breathed in a lethal dose of toxic fumes. But this is something that the public has been told. The image is made indelible in the public mind. The concept is that there is this this roiling and amorphous and growing surging tide of radicalism in the Middle East. To the extent that's true, it's something that has been precipitated and encouraged by Washington and by the same misleaders and molders of the public mind that misrepresented what happened in Libya and what's happened in Cairo. And so I think as we find ourselves circling the bowl economically, there's no way of getting around that. Obviously, the economy's not getting better. The employment situation is growing grimmer, progressively grimmer. We're heading into what's probably going to be a very difficult winter in the beginning of next year when the price shocks occur because of what happened with the drought this summer. We're going to have a lot of hungry, desperate people, most likely confronting the prospect of a second Obama term, given the fact that Mitt Romney is probably the least plausible Republican candidate since, maybe Bob Dole or maybe even Wendell Willkie. I mean, they really have a genius for finding people who are completely unpalatable and utterly unmarketable when they're going up against a really strong authoritarian Democratic president like Obama. But you're probably going to have a lot of people who are desperate, dejected, and then faced with a sense of a dislocation. And one of the things that rulers have done for as long as we have written record of the crimes committed by rulers against the people they presume to rule is that they have sought to rally people in circumstances of this sort with the grand undertaking of a foreign war. And I'm consistently mortified by the rhetoric that I hear on talk radio and on both Fox News and MSNBC, which are pretty much interchangeable. All they do basically is do a search and replace for the heroes and villains of the narrative that you got from Fox or from MSNBC when the Republicans in power. Fox News, of course, has a certain set of heroes and villains. You go to MSNBC, it's exactly the opposite of what Fox says, but it's the same narrative. And then when a Democrat's in power, they have a role reversal. You know, one's doing the heroes of the previous people to call villains and so forth. But both of them agree that whatever happens, at whatever cost, the United States has got to take an assertive and aggressive stance toward Iran. They're both, once again, preparing the public for this grand diffusion of Keynesian stimulus through mass slaughter that would be a war in the Persian Gulf.
And I think the American people really are just, they're so, seem to be so apathetic and indifferent to the looming threat of war. Now, I'd love to go on, but right now I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your blog site, how they can get to your writings, and how they can, of course, get to your PayPal button, because, of course, William, at the present time, it is largely dependent upon people supporting him. We, my wife and myself, support him, and we hope that many of you, if you're in a position to, will consider doing that. Go right ahead, William. How can people get to your blog? How can people get to your articles? How can people get to your PayPal button?
Dr. Stan, I appreciate everything that you and your family and your supporters have done for us. My blog is called Pro Libertate. The easiest way to find it is go to Google or another suitable search engine and type in my name, William Grigg, and the first return should be Pro Libertate. You type in William Grigg and then Pro Libertate, ProLibertate, that will take you right to my blog. The direct web address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedom in Our Time is one word, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. And at the end of every essay, there is a PayPal widget that people can employ if they have the means to contribute and if they're interested in helping to keep Pro Libertate online and keep my family afloat. We really do appreciate the help. That's one way people can donate. I am going to be publishing additional contact information at the blog as well. For those who are on Facebook, I am on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter under the Twitter name Blarney Con Carney, which is a nickname I got in college because I'm half Irish and half Mexican. But you can follow me either on Twitter and Facebook in those ways, or go to lewrockwell.com, lewrockwell.com, and look for my archive there.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest has been William Grigg. And ladies and gentlemen, we're on the edge, on the very precipice of some terrible things that are going to be happening over there. And, of course, if we go to war with Iran, are we sure there'll be no complications here at home? Is there any way, of course, that there'd be... we could have attacks on some of our cities. We're going to go over there and kill their women and children. Will they hesitate to come here and kill ours? We'll be back in a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
What I really believe, and that is that horrible things are coming, and we're going to have to make preparations for it. I'll give you about 30 seconds to wrap up the program, William, and then we'll talk to you next week.
All right. The things that we have to do by way of preparing, of course, have to do with the maintenance of whatever independence we can assert in terms of being self-reliant, that ultimately we're reliant on something larger than ourselves. That means that before we stand and fight, we have to kneel and pray.
Amen to that. God bless, and thanks very much.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, well, that was William Grieg. I hope you enjoy him. We have William here every Friday at this time. Always enjoy his comments, and it's amazing how, of course, William and I, even though we haven't discussed this at all, I think very, very similar, but I think his comments on the MEK organization are fascinating. The question is not, certainly, if we're going to have a war in the Persian Gulf area, but it is, when is the war going to begin and how is it going to come about? Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is having an all-day seminar on the 21st of October. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and we're hoping 160, 180 people there, something of the sort. We've had crowds like that in the past, and if you're interested in coming, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we basically start at 8:15 in the morning. We'll go through to 6 in the evening. We'll be serving lunch. You'll find it a fascinating time. People from all across America are coming. So if you'd like to come, give us a call and bring your friends. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to remind you that I said, Neat, we're involved in this spiritual battle. We have a number of books and articles. I said, Neat, you can go up onto our website, read our articles. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our programs, I said, Neat, 24 hours a day. They're posted at our on our website. I said, Neat, under Soundwave 2000, Soundwave 2000. So if you have an opportunity to go there, look at our material, and we try, of course, to have material which is reliable, and we try to do interviews with the people who are reliable. Now, I don't always agree with everything our guests say. Some of them really don't understand what's going on. They don't understand the conspiracy, but they have a point of view which I think is important that you listen to. So go to the website, radioliberty.com. Now, if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you have a fairly good overview of what's going on. We've more or less updated this in a talk we've given called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. We simply list all of the organizations, and of course the list keeps growing all the time. There are all sorts of subversive organizations here in America. And throughout the world, most people have no idea how they all fit together. But the common goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, the destruction of conventional Christianity, and the bringing to power of a one-world ruler. And, of course, that takes us on into the spiritual aspect of this, because that one-world ruler is to be the Antichrist. When you understand this, it all begins to make sense. This has been the goal going back almost 4,000 years to the time of Nimrod, who wanted to rule the world, but God intervened at that time, and of course it gave people different languages, and of course spread them throughout the world. But they were building a tower at that time, the Tower of Babel, and it was to be, but it was incomplete. Well, you can go to Strasbourg in Germany today, and you can see a replica of the incomplete Tower of Babel there. It's where the European Union meets. They understand the significance of the European Union to become the United States of Europe, or to become part of this United States of the world. They know exactly what's going on. They don't want you to understand. But our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America, for our leaders, but pray that God will intervene and save this country, or at least look after his followers here. And lastly, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.